I mean, another big win last night, holding off a Golden State team, not that good, but they held off for the win. Now on the schedule coming up tomorrow, it's the New Jersey Nets and the return of former Mavs coach Avery Johnson, a guy that, you know, we're all familiar with. And in fact, I think, no, I know Norm, you're pretty chummy with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were just wondering if maybe, you got his number, right?
I've still got his cell phone number, yeah.
You know,
you're not going to call him out of the blue, are you?
Yeah, well, I think
sure.
This is
almost 10 o'clock in the East.
Eastern Conference, only time he's going to visit. And, you know, this is our only chance to maybe talk to him. So let's call him.
And he got all that money for not coaching.
Don't you have to go through, like, Nets PR or something to do?
No. Norm's got the hotline here. Let's see if Avery answers.
Hello.
Hi, trying to reach Avery Johnson, please.
Speaking.
Avery, this is the Ticket in Dallas. How are you doing?
Morning, Musers.
Well, it's not the Musers this morning, Avery. It's
they get fired.
No. It's White Elephant Day. It's Ty Walker. It's Norm Hitchkiss, your old buddy.
And by the way, and Avery, don't read anything to the fact that it's White Elephant Day.
Yeah, how come y'all don't call it Black Elephant Christmas?
You're going to have to speak with management on that. I'm not sure.
All right.
Well, how are things in New Jersey? I know this is your first year. How's the Nets going with for you?
Well, first off, who is this?
This is Ty Walker.
Oh, Ty Walker chicken.
No, just Ty Walker.
Bark, at Ty Walker.
No, don't listen to those guys. It's just Ty Walker. But
well, Ty, I tell you, it's going great. I work for a Russian owner. My team is 6-16, the worst record in the Eastern Conference, and I live in New Jersey, so life couldn't be better, Norm.
Hey, that's a barn you play in, too. You're playing an absolute barn.
That place is horrible compared to the AA site.
Isn't that the place that a couple of years ago, Continental had its name on that, and they called it the Crash and Burn Arena?
Oh, man, that's bad karma, Norm. I don't know if I throw that out. The borough's cheaper up here.
Well, that's good. That's always a good thing. Now, obviously, it sounds like you miss Dallas, though. I mean, you were here for a long time as a player and a coach. You miss your time here?
Yeah, I do miss Dallas. I miss Norm. I respect you, Norm, because you talk sports and you put up with those jack wagons there on the ticket. And I respect that a lot.
Thank you, Avery.
But I do miss the Mavericks. I miss North Park, shopping at the Galleria, drinking beer at the Ghost Bar. I don't miss that caffeinated owner Mark Cuban, though.
You don't?
No. Oh. Working for him is worse than being a producer for bad radio.
So do you ever still talk to Mark Cuban?
No, Mark and I don't speak. Mm-mm.
Do his checks cash?
Oh, yeah. I've been cashing those checks, Norm. Yeah.
We're speaking with Avery Johnson here, the head coach of the New Jersey Nets on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. His team comes to town tomorrow to play those red-hot Dallas Mavericks. Now,
that's a good reset there, Ty.
Thank you. I'm working on it.
You have a future as a host.
Thank you. Spread the word. All right. It's now you talked about Mark Cuban. Now you got another flamboyant owner, the Russian Mikhail Prokhorov, the billionaire coming in and buying the Nets. What's it like working for him?
It has its downside. Sure enough, I fear that he may have Russian mob ties.
Oh, no.
I mean, you always wonder about that. A guy who has money in Russia could be associated with the mob. I probably shouldn't say that on the air, but I just did. Also, he has some really bad ideas. I mean, Mark had some bad ideas, but this guy really has some bad ideas. And thankfully, we talked him out of changing our team name.
What do you want to change it to?
Well, since he was Russian, he wanted us to be called the New Jersey Nets.
No.
That was for you, Norm. Come on, Norm.
I love it, Avery. I love it.
What for your man, Avery.
I love it.
Well,
can you do two shows on Friday?
No, but I can do a second joke for you, Norm. Right. You know why Cinderella wasn't a good basketball player, Norm?
No.
Her coach was a pumpkin. And now for a little trash talking before my Nets come to town tomorrow to play Mark Cuban's Mavericks.
Right.
Look out, Mavericks. We are 6-16. Santa Claus ain't the only one coming to town. We're bringing in Quentin Ross and Troy Murphy up in here. We'll see you tomorrow night. Bye.
Oh, well, that's Avery Johnson throwing a little trash talk the Mavs way. Quentin Ross.
I'm impressed that Norm has his number still.
That's big time when
that works.
Can call Avery Johnson at this time of the morning. All right, 850 on Sports Radio 13.